Dr. Ann Koritsky is about 5 hours into her shift on the trauma unit at Rhode Island Hospital when the next call comes in.
You never know exactly what you're going to get, but could be a car crash. In the winter, we have a lot of falls.
Koritsky is a third-year surgical resident we've been following this year as part of our series Future Docs. She's heading into an emergency room to see a patient who's just been brought in by paramedics.
Any pain we're impressive?
No.
How about pain over here?
No.
Koritsky and a team of doctors and nurses fly into well-practiced routines to examine this young man. Turns out he was in a car accident, but it's not too bad.
All right, there's a push on your back. Let me know where I'm pressing it hurts. Just say yes or no, okay?
Between a resident's typical 12-hour days and occasional overnight shifts, Koritsky barely has time to read a newspaper, let alone read up on all the changes the Affordable Care Act will bring. No doubt she's smart enough to learn what she needs to know as different aspects of the ACA start impacting her patients and her surgical practice. But some medical students think the time to learn what this giant piece of legislation means for their future is now.
My name is Tyler Winkleman, and I'm a second-year internal medicine and pediatrics resident at the University of Minnesota.
Winkleman worked in a community health clinic and got to know patients with no insurance, people who could benefit from one of the ACA's big provisions, expanding health insurance to more than 30 million uninsured Americans. He says he started wondering why his professors weren't talking about that in med school.
It seemed like, to me, as an outsider who had no background in healthcare policy, that this thing called the Affordable Care Act was a big deal.
The biggest deal, he says, since Medicare and Medicaid.
And there was no discussion of it in medical school, and there seemed to be basic unawareness of it, that this was a problem for the future of medicine.
So Winkleman decided to conduct a survey of medical students in Minnesota. He wanted to find out what they knew about the Affordable Care Act. He figured there'd be some gaps.
But we were surprised by the magnitude of that gap in knowledge. So 40% of students, so nearly half of future physicians, are uninformed about the biggest piece of healthcare legislation in their lifetime.
So why is that? Well, partly it's because medical schools are mostly focused on teaching medicine and science, not so much on things like how the nation's healthcare system works. That nebulous stuff was reserved for the likes of public health PhDs and policy wonks. But Winkleman says that's changing.
Medical education is starting to think about teaching policy and healthcare reform in medical school. And there's a few schools that are certainly leading the charge.
Brown University's medical school offered an elective course this year called Healthcare in America. Dartmouth just revamped its curriculum, offering a new section on healthcare innovation. And Quinnipiac University just cut the ribbon on a new medical school focused on primary care, which is a big focus of the Affordable Care Act. But it's often students like Tyler Winkleman who are the ones calling for change in medical education. Joanne Conroy is chief healthcare officer with the Association of American Medical Colleges. She knows a student who realized it was medical residents who were ordering some of the most expensive tests and treatments in the hospital.
And just was amazed at the lack of information about the costs of medical care. And how really residents and medical students at a number of different levels really didn't have this information, even if they wanted to use it to make really or help their patients make really value-based decisions.
And that led to a project to educate medical students about how much healthcare actually costs, like which expensive tests and treatments are probably unnecessary. It's something medical schools haven't really talked about before, but Conroy says they're starting to. And more need to if their graduates are going to play a role in keeping healthcare costs down while keeping quality up. One way is by teaching med students to work on teams of healthcare providers, including nurses and pharmacists, even social workers.
This is a natural progression with the Affordable Care Act to think about how do you take team-based training and content knowledge and apply it to the care of a population.
The ACA is funding some pilot projects that reward doctors for keeping a population of patients healthy, rather than paying them a fee for every service they provide. And while plenty of med school grads won't be involved in those particular kinds of projects right now, most will feel the pulse of a swiftly changing healthcare system one way or another. And they'll feel it in big ways, like when 30 million uninsured Americans become eligible for health insurance next year and start knocking on their doors. And they'll feel it in smaller ways, like how they get paid. Resident Tyler Winkleman says med schools can either continue business as usual or they can prepare students to navigate all this change. He says it comes down to this question.
Do we want to create physicians or do we want to create physician leaders?
Kristen Gourlay, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Healthcare reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant from the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.